absolutely sick and tired of it. So are the American people. This sham of an institution is doing nothing for the American people. I just met this morning with an organization that tries to take care of people from human trafficking while cartels are raping and pillaging and killing. And we have people infected with COVID coming across our southern border into Texas. And you all put masks up front here on the people's house?
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work so they don't work? I'd like to know which it is. I'd like Dr. Fauci to come down and answer a single question about natural immunity. You've been infected with a virus. Do you have immunity? Or are they just going to go around poking people saying you must take a vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, but sorry, the vaccine doesn't work. You must wear a mask.
Yeah.
This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
Woo! Go! Congressman Chip Roy of Texas taking it to Nancy Pelosi on the floor, the virus of the mass destruction. You know, this has really been China's biggest import to date, isn't it? The Wuhan virus and China's big guy, that's what the communist Chinese called Joe Biden. We know this from Hunter Biden's laptop showed that. He's all in this game. This is a man-made lockdown. We know that. And we see their playbook. We see what's going on right now. And the vaccine, the mask. We are on day 498 of this, and we are going right back to where we were probably this time last year. But instead of a common sense approach, right, we've listened to these experts that are demanding that little kids get a still experimental vaccine. This is madness. Madness. While they're acting this way with Americans and what's going on the border, here's Congressman Chip Roy. I've heard him in the past, but I have never heard him at this level of intensity. And ladies and gentlemen, this is justifiable anger.
What we're seeing at the border is an absolute travesty. People spilling across the border who are clearly testing positive for COVID. We have a hotel in La Jolla, Texas, that is literally filled right now with individuals who are heavily testing positive for COVID. These are the facts on the ground. And I know my friend, the speaker, knows how bad it is at the border, knows how bad it is in Laredo, knows how bad it is in Del Rio, knows how bad it is in McAllen. I've got a text here from a sheriff in a small Texas town saying, we're passing an emergency declaration tonight at city council that no illegal immigrants can be released in the city of Uvalde per the CDC guidelines. And we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the people's house. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the people's house. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up.
You go, Congressman Chip Roy. That's a congressman. Here's a lady that lives in Texas. The people's house that he's talking about, this is one of those people.
I would like to go at least 1 week without having to mention the border. Yeah, here I am. Every day we're seeing illegals from Senegal, Haiti, Guatemala, Mexico walking into the U.S. And it blows my mind. We have an entire country that is being affected by these surge of illegals crossing over. And we're at the mercy of a dementia patient who can't even wipe his own butt, much less make rational decisions. How irresponsible can we as a nation be? You cannot sit here and see the amount of people flooding into America and then act like you're truly concerned over new variants or the unvaccinated. If COVID cases are on the rise, close the border. If you're too scared of the unvaxxed, close the border. If you want to lock everyone down again because you still think it's our responsibility to keep you healthy, close the damn border. But until these communist-loving politicians do that, do not believe their fake act of worry over new variants or any other excuse they have to control you. Because to them, illegals crossing into this country are not super spreaders, they're future voters. And if you allow the government to break the law because of an emergency, they will always create an emergency to break the law.
They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the people's house while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID.
Indeed, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas pointing out the mask mandate. If vaccines work, do they? And if vaccines don't work, then why are vaccines being mandated? Daniel Horowitz, he wrote, only the sick governing elites can look you in the eye with a straight face and force experimental injections on you because masks didn't work, while simultaneously forcing masks on you because the injections didn't work. I really hope that the absurdity of all of this, please, I really hope there is an awakening out there that you're not going to accept $100 from Joe Biden to go get the vaccine. And if you talk about mask and masking up again, you'll get called a moron. That's what Nancy Pelosi called Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Kind of hard to hear, but you can hear it. I'm going to play you 6 seconds. Really listen to the last 2 seconds. You'll hear her as she was getting in her SUV.
Mr. McCarthy says it's against the science.
I heard it. I have headphones real loud. She calls him such a moron. Listen, right at the very, very end here.
Leader McCarthy says it's against the science.
He's such a moron. Here's McCarthy's reply.
Earlier today, the Speaker of the House said that people who are fully vaccinated but don't support wearing a mask are morons. She went on to say that the House should follow the science. Madam Speaker, you don't know the facts nor the science.
That's true.
Is Kevin McCarthy a moron, and if so, why?
I said earlier in my comment, science, 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 and science. On almost every subject that you can name, science is the answer. Whether it's the climate crisis, whether it's a health crisis, whether it's our preeminence in the world and technology, science, 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 science.
Science, science, science.
To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise. And that was my comment. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Several House Republicans have made the short walk to the U.S. Senate, protesting a mask requirement in the House that has not yet been imposed in the Senate. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Speaker Pelosi isn't following the science.
We've watched time and again that she wants to inflict punishment on the floor.
Members of the House do face fines for not wearing a mask. U.S. Capitol Police are also enforcing the policy for staff and visitors.
Wow.
Though in a statement, the department says it should never come to anyone being arrested. Anyone not following the rule, police say, will be asked to wear a mask or leave the premises.
Mask in D.C., mask at Clovis Unified. Clovis considering letting parents decide about their kids' mask use in school, writes GVWire.com's Nancy Price. Will they be required? Trust David DeFrank said they need greater local control over the mask choice. Now, the school board, they're going to hold a special meeting 6:30 tonight to see what they're going to actually do. And they got a lot of people that are coming forward talking about this. One of these, Trustee Susan Hatmaker, said at last month's school board meeting, when teachers are wearing a mask, it makes it more difficult for students to learn. We know that. It sure does.
People aren't regulated.
Kristen Heimer Dinger, a Buchanan High School teacher. She's the one that's behind that teachers union movement, part of the Association of Clovis Educators. She said, Miss Heimer Dinger said she and other teachers don't feel safe teaching students in poorly ventilated classrooms while the virus continues to rage. Rage. This is a teacher at a high school. Really? Heimer Dinger, 0.00 fill in the blank percent is raging? And when we actually got the percentage of kids, do you know how many zeros that would be? Heimer Dinger, rage? Really? It's raging? The CDC numbers in the rage department? Have you seen them? You know, the kids, the ones that you'll be in front of in your poorly ventilated room, have a 99.9998% recovery rate, and you won't call that raging? Miss Heimerdinger, Buchanan High School, would you show me one child that did not have a pre-existing condition like leukemia or something of that nature that has passed away to COVID? Please, please. She said districts are required to keep students and staff as safe as possible. Requiring face masks helps accomplish that, Heimer Dinger said. Heimer Dinger, you have time off. You've had a lot of time off. Have you even read Fauci's emails about masks? Have you listened to his contradictory statements about this? Heimerdinger said forcing parents to make that choice is wrong. Virtual learning is not the best education model for most students that do want to go ahead and stay back. So, you know what? I got an idea for teachers like this, especially the teacher union teachers, Heimerdinger, if I'm mispronouncing your name, I apologize, a teacher at Buchanan High. You know what we need to do? She wants a properly ventilated room on day almost 500 of not educating our kids. Let's provide her a ventilated bubble. Oh, I've seen them. They have them. You can walk around in a ventilated bubble. Your feet can move and you can walk around the school, up and down the halls, in front of there. Let's start a GoFundMe now. You know what? I'll donate $99.99 to this because that's the recovery rate of COVID survival for kids. Let's get her a bubble to teach in. I mean, finally, after almost a year of silence on standing up for we the people, Fresno County Board of Supervisor, G.V. Wire here, he was on their show called Unfiltered. Councilman, Supervisor Brandel said, and I'm going to quote him, "The county won't be weighing in on the issue of mask in school, comma, even though I've heard from many parents who want to be able to choose." You just hear that from our County Board of Supervisors, Brandel. He said he's not going to be weighing in, not going to weigh in on the utter destruction of our children's education, livelihood, and sanity. He admits they're going to remain silent. That doesn't surprise me. Teacher Heimerdinger said mask use doesn't seem to be a big issue for students. Said elementary and high school teachers who taught summer school reported everyone was masked and it was fine. They learned, they got things done. If that's what we have to do to be in school, then that's what we have to do. She's training little union Marxists. And yeah, I'll say what everyone sitting in that board meeting wanted to shout out when she opened her mouth. She's a little union Marxist training teacher. We've seen you. You have made yourself prevalent. We know you. We know you by your words and actions. I can't believe you got teachers still saying that. I can't believe we still have Board of Supervisors. We're not going to weigh in on that. You hear that? Board of Supervisors are elected to represent we the people. And many people, he said, actually contacted him. And his decision? He wrote it in print to punt. The county won't be weighing in. Of course not. They're not going to weigh in. They took a seat a long time ago. I really do hope Clovis stands up to this. And it's part of it. And if you want to not believe me, how about an MIT scientist?
If you're the person there who's, you know, afraid of a totalitarian state and the Gestapo knocking on your door to hold you down and give you a vaccine, you know, those things are, of course, possible. But the way to prevent that is for each individual to simply make a decision for themselves that they won't participate in any aspect of what's going on. And the more people that do that, then the less likely there's going to be any progression.
Yes, this is a psychological operation. And whether you're somebody making a decision to kick kids out of camp because of contact tracing, or whether you're in the decision-making process that you're going to force them to recycle their own CO2, unhealthy, you know it, you know what's right.
Described as a psychological operation, and I'm talking about the pandemic, that they, you know, they accelerated things, and probably because of there have been a lot of people waking up to the truth in the past years. And I think that, you know, the elites running the show, putting on this operation, started to get worried that they might not have an opportunity if they waited for everything to line up according to their ultimate plans. And so they've been making mistakes and doing things in a sloppy way.
Just 14 more years to flatten the curve, everybody, and we'll be back to normal. You're all doing a great job.
The government loves you. They're never going to lie to you about anything. Just keep wearing those masks and everything will be great. You're all doing a great job. Thank you.
We know, Fauci, right?
But there certainly is a possibility that there will be the emergence of a variant that would elude the protection of a vaccine.
Sheriff Margaret Mims, she's going to be coming up at the bottom of the hour.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, Seattle mayor now says city needs police. Little too late. Crime's getting pretty bad. Wasn't that the summer love? Mayor Durkin up there in Seattle. We'll talk to Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims coming up here. Just a few minutes. Ratings are in on TV when it comes to news on cable. Tucker Carlson, the most watched show overall, 3 million viewers. Good. I'm glad 3 million people last night got to hear this.
Instead, professional Republicans have decided to ignore this topic entirely. As usual, they have utterly internalized the slurs of their enemies.
He's talking about the mandated vaccinations. Republicans aren't standing up for anyone.
And so they seem anxious to prove that they're not Neanderthals or not anything like those morons in rural America who vote for them and send them contributions, make their jobs possible. No, we're totally different. We're enlightened. We believe in science. You see them saying that all over television. And that's fine. If you want the vaccine, go ahead and take it. It's entirely up to you. We support that. Most do. But what about the Americans who don't want to take the vaccine? Who is standing up for them? If Republicans can't even do that, if they can't even defend science and fight mandatory injections, then why bother to have a Republican Party?
Yeah, wait, military will be next now that they've gone after federal, state, all these employees. Military will be next, right? Well, not in Florida.
And I think it's very important that we say unequivocally, no to lockdowns. No to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates. Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families, and they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
All right. New science. New science. Over 25% of new cases in L.A. come from people fully vaccinated. Where do you go? Where do you move? CNBC found the worst states to live in are actually the ones everyone is moving to. Isn't that so Democrat of them to say something that's the exact opposite? These are the worst states to live in. Yeah, that's where everybody's going because of, I don't know, data or something. They said the 10 worst states in America to live in. And they had a new criteria. I guess it's level of wokeness. We have to see a tolerance for voter fraud, right? Here's the states in order from the least worst to absolutely mostest worst. At number 10, worst state to live in, Louisiana. Number 10, Indiana. Number 9, Louisiana. Number 8, Arkansas. Number 7, Alabama. Number 6, Georgia. Number 5, Tennessee. Missouri, Nevada. Number 2, Texas. And number 1, worst state to live in, according to CNBC, is Arizona. Now, why is it the worst list made of the top 10? Half of those states, they actually have the most population growth. Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Tennessee, Nevada. They're 1, 3, and 5. Texas, Arizona, and Georgia. Actually, Tennessee won. The rest are above average except for Louisiana. They're not growing in population. Why did CNBC say Tennessee made the list? Because they don't want men to overtake women's sports. They don't want hairy leg men in the locker room next year, your 14-year-old daughter. That's why Tennessee made the list. Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, they all, CNBC dinged them for that too, not wanting men to play in women's sports. For Texas, they didn't take the top spot. Arizona beat Texas, they said, because Texas came in number 2 because of the sacrifice of the Democrats that fled the state to go to D.C. That's the reason they said they moved Texas from the number one spot. And the top worst spot, according to CNBC, Arizona. third highest gain in population during the man-made lockdown. But based on the data, right? They love that data, right? They manufacture data right on the spot. All those 10 states. Something else. Isn't that something? They'll go to that degree. Oh. We're going to talk to Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims. And, of course, the Kern County deputy losing his life. We'll ask her about that and more next right here.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Like to welcome back to the show Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims. Sheriff Mims, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, you bet, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
You know it. We talk about some sad stuff because crime is very sad. Kern County standoff that happened down there. And we're learning now, of course, Deputy Campos losing his life. Sheriff Youngblood and tearful. And I'm sure you remember probably too many of them, right, of those press conferences?
Oh, you bet I do. And I just, my heart goes out to Sheriff Youngblood, his people, and the families. It affects so many different people than what you could imagine when this happens. And Deputy Campos, I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. You know, he entered that house when there's a chance that someone might still be alive in there and to confront the gunman, and all over a domestic violence incident.
You know, this whole thing, and he had an emergency protective order a few weeks before in the process of filing a permanent restraining order, but when the evil takes over, there's no paper that's going to stop a lot of these individuals. You can only do so much with warnings, as we found out. Sheriff, advice out there, because there's so many women, and it's normally women, that are just so frightened to even bring it up or even let anybody know it's happening.
Well, we are so fortunate to have the Marjorie Mason Center here in Fresno, and there are resources. Their website is the mmcenter.org, so mmcenter.org, and there are all kinds of resources available for you. They have a hotline, a 24-hour crisis hotline. The number is area code 559-233-HELP. So if you just remember 233-HELP, that gets you to their crisis hotline. And domestic violence is so lethal we're just so concerned about it whenever we go. And you know, when a law enforcement officer in the state of California responds and they've determined that a domestic violence has occurred where somebody's been injured, it's a mandatory arrest, which means we don't have a choice. We must take what we call the primary aggressor into custody and book them into jail. So even with very strict laws on domestic violence, this kind of thing is still happening.
Now, are the deputies, how are they trained to tell who might be telling the truth, or does the bruise or the cut or whatever, is that the determining factor for the handcuffs to go on?
Yeah, they've got to take a look at, you know, the everything total having to do with that incident. Not only the statements, because as you can imagine, they conflict. But what does the evidence at the scene point to? What does it show? Whose injuries or whose story makes the most sense? And that's how they have to do it.
You know, has anybody ever said, hey, Sheriff, can we carry a polygraph with us? Wouldn't that make it easy? Because the person, it's like, no, I don't want to take that. You might not be. Is there a polygraph app these days, maybe? Put your finger on the phone and tell the truth or not, right?
You can't force somebody to take a polygraph, and that's one of the things in law that, you know, if we have a suspect, they don't even have to say anything. Of course, they can get an attorney, but we certainly can't force anyone to take a polygraph.
Oh, I've watched a lot of those interrogations on Dateline. They only show snippets of them. They now will on YouTube will show the 2.5-hour one, and I fast forward through a lot of some of the boring stuff. But what's the longest interrogation that you recall? Somebody in there going after them.
We've had our investigators in sometimes 2.5 hours As long as a person is willing to talk and keeps talking, they can go on for quite some time.
You know, I don't give up all your tricks on the air because a criminal could be listening, but I do notice the attitude change, and you can tell that they're being nice to this, you know, accused murderer that just slashed their family up or something. And a lot of people are like, why would they be acting that way? But it's a psychological game, is it not?
It is, and it's all about getting the information. Of course, we can't entrap anyone. We can't coerce any statement. You know, that would force an innocent person to confess to anything. That's why more and more, in fact, almost always now, we record both video and audio of all of the interviews just to show and be transparent in what our methods are.
Sheriff Mims, a few days ago, I went back to this day in history a year ago in 2020, and you were one of our audio drops. You were talking about the crime and how they're going to defund and all this calling for this, and it's going to backfire. Can I read you a headline a year later, Sheriff? You ready? Seattle mayor begs for more cops after 6 weekend shootings. That's not funny. 250 officers have left. That's not funny. But it is something that it's come back to backfire on them, has it not?
Well, it has. So what you're telling me is they got what they asked for, and they decided they don't like what they asked for because they got it.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
That was very predictable.
It was easy. It was no Nostradamus in that, was it? That was pretty easy. 90% of Americans in Detroit say they want more officers. That's a USA Today poll in Chicago. 79% of citizens say they feel much safer when there's a police presence in their neighborhood. I think the other 21% are lying. But yeah, it's something good to hear. And I don't remember through all of this, did the Fresno County Sheriff's Office, have you guys taken any hits whatsoever? Financially?
No, we have not been defunded, and believe me, we've got a great board of supervisors, and none of them are inclined to defund any of our operations.
Well, good to hear they're not defunding law enforcement. Always good to hear that. Number one cause of opiate deaths, though, Fresno County. GV Wire headline here, fentanyl. Now, that doesn't surprise, because we've been talking about this. I've been hearing all the news stories of the increase. Is it really, really happening out there on the streets?
Well, it's really happening, and the fentanyl deaths in Fresno County, really, it made up, in 2020, just for last year, it made up of 9% of the single drug overdose deaths in Fresno County, which means with just a single drug in the system, 9% of those overdose was fentanyl. Methamphetamine was number one. It was 66% of the single drug overdose. But the troubling trend is with fentanyl, because that's going up, and it's something we need to really talk to the public about. And young people, they're taking pills that they think are something else, and it turns out that there's fentanyl in them, and they die.
Now, it's somebody that's addicted to opioids, heroin, that the fentanyl, boy, that would really be a kick. But if it's so microscopic small, you can't go out and go, hey, give me $50 worth of fentanyl, can you? I mean, and then sprinkle it as much as small over whatever drug you're, is that happening? Or is that impossible?
Well, fentanyl has its legal uses when manufactured legally and properly in an industrial setting. What's happening is people are trying to manufacture their own fentanyl. They're using, like, the bullet juicer to mix the drugs. Not consistent, not industrial grade, and so you get clumps of these drugs. And if you get a certain tablet that's got a clump of fentanyl in it that's concentrated, it's a deadly pill. So that's what's happening. They're manufacturing these pills in pill mills illegally. They're not consistent, and the people are getting just the hot shot of the tablet with the fentanyl in it and dying.
We were talking to Parents and Addicts in Need next door, Flynn Anderson here, who Simelman Patterson just honored them as the one of the nonprofits here of the year. They're doing a good job, but by them doing a good job means that they're having to save a lot of people from dying. I wish they were bored, right?
I wish they were. And another troubling trend with fentanyl is it's really specific that young people are dying. Really, they're buying things that They may not be prescribed from them, but they might get them from friends. They think they're one thing. They might think they're an antidepressant, or they might think there's something else, but it turns out to be fentanyl. And very unexpectedly, they take this dose when they're not thinking that's what they're getting.
Yeah, and I saw somebody online wrote that fentanyl is like adding poison to poison.
That's exactly right. It's very, again, it has its legal uses, but it can be very, very deadly.
Yeah, I was reading here, Flynn Anderson at Payne said, parents, what you need to do if the kid's sleeping a long time and you know, been thinking maybe they weren't acting correctly, bust down that door, make sure.
Absolutely.
And as we've had the Narcan, right, in that Narcan, mm-hmm. They were giving it out at was it Big Hat Days. They were out there giving that away. So everybody should have some of that around if... you know, and the thing about it is the people that think that I don't need that, those are the ones that just might need it.
Well, they might, and a lot of parents might be in denial, but denial of this problem could mean the death of your young person, the one you love. And so having very frank talks about what's going on in their lives, if there's mood changes, if there's grade changes in school, those are all indications that something might be going on, and the parent's worst nightmare is to find their child deceased as a result of a fentanyl overdose.
It's really scary. So many people that you talk to today have a personal story where it's happened to somebody that they know or somebody in their family. Speaking of that, it could happen at any time. And Sheriff Mims, I appreciate your time. And we always end it with parents, parents, parents. Mm-hmm. Another headline here. I know Fresno County have done these kind of bus pops where they've done. Tulare County, they busted sex trafficking and arrested some guys and found some women in sex trafficking. And they found them through escort ads. Services. And we always say, again, it can happen to your family. Check your kids' electronics.
Check their apps. There are apps out there, and if you don't know what they are, research them, because that's where a lot of the parties, they spread on social media on specific apps where these pills and things that are available for young people. Chat rooms are hotbeds of illegal activity between adults and minors. So look at your child's phone. Parents have to parent. There's no such thing as privacy with your kid's stuff when it's this dangerous.
Thank you. Exactly. In closing, I saw on YouTube, you know, I'm like, okay, 5 seconds. I can hit fast forward past the ad. But it was a Clovis PD ad. And I was like, whoa, where's this coming on YouTube? And I watched the 30 seconds of it. Well put together ad is or Fresno County Sheriff deputies. You need any? Are you hiring?
Oh, we're hiring all the time. Deputy sheriffs, correctional officers, dispatchers, account clerks. If you go on the Fresno County Sheriff's Office website, fresnosheriff.org, there is a job opening tab that you can click on and see who we're hiring and come to work for us.
Watch the cutoff age.
There is no cutoff age.
No cutoff age.
No.
Oh, that's right. We've had this conversation before because I said, you mean I could still try and jump over that that wall and run for a mile and all that?
Yes, you can. Worry about the background, Trevor. How's the background?
Thank you, Sheriff Margaret Mims. I can't hear you anymore. The music's real loud. Sheriff, thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. Bye.
All right, Sheriff Margaret Mims, I tell you. Hey, vaccination first, clinical trials second. Yes, that's how we're now doing things. I'll give you the example next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
In 5 years, going on six of being in Fresno, I have yet to have anybody say, oh, Sheriff Mims, let me tell you something bad. Everybody, I guess that's why she is successful, because she does her job right and she reaches out to the community and she talks just like a real person, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that get elected that lose touch, and she doesn't, and that's why we're very happy that she is here. in this city, because we do know there are politicians that lose touch.
Everyone is entitled to be healthy, and I really honestly believe that.
City Councilman Gary Bredefeld with his opinions tomorrow on the show, 5 o'clock, over Mayor Dyer tag-teaming with Governor Newsom that looks like a lot of people in the state are sick of. You would think a Republican mayor who ran as a Republican, had a Republican base, won because of that, would not go out and back up our taxpaying money going to illegal immigration again. That's why he was out here with Governor Newsom. I'm not going to say everything that he has done has been wrong, because I gave credit, actually sent a thank you card early on in his administration when our freeways got cleaned up. I mean, Mayor Brand couldn't do that. And the first few days, it was almost like when Reagan took over and the hostages were free. Dyer got in offices, the homeless thing seemed to be taken care of. But that's about the only one thing that I'm going to say that I've agreed with the Mayor Jerry Lee Brand Jans Dyer administration. This was a never allowed before. Thousands of pregnant women have been now being forced to vaccinate, for whether it's you're in school in California, in college, do a work requirement, you work for the state. Whatever it might be, now the vaccine makers are going to do a clinical trial to determine if it's safe. So if you're being forced to vaccinate and you are a pregnant woman, and yes, we care about the two of you, you have a whole lot to whip out of your pocket and go, read this. Moderna is going to just start to determine if it's safe. Pregnant women weren't in the clinical trials of Operation Warp Speed. They weren't. Neither were people who had the antibody, who had COVID and recovered from it. They weren't tested as well either. The company announced they're going to start the trial. Well, they did a few days ago here, July 22nd. They're going to observe the potential side effects it will have on the pregnant women, on the babies, and whether it could cause complications in pregnancy. But take the vaccine first. We don't need a clinical trial. We'll just start to watch women that are pregnant across California that are in a situation where it's being forced. Pfizer, Moderna going to expand vaccine studies from kids from 5 to 11. Oh, man. This is not going to stop. They're going to mask kids. Yeah, the border. Congressman Chip Roy, boy, highlighted him today.
They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks, to be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying we got to wear masks in the people's house while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID.
That's right. Tomorrow, Sharon McKeon on the show of Let Us Breathe, big parent organization in San Diego that has been worked out. Let Them Breathe. That is the name of their organization, Let Them Breathe. So we'll see what Clovis is going to do. They got a meeting in about a half hour here, right? About a half hour.
We are absolutely sick and tired of it, and so are the American people. This sham of an institution is doing nothing for the American people. I just met this morning with an organization that tries to take care of people from human trafficking while cartels are raping and pillaging and killing. And we have people infected with COVID coming across our southern border into Texas. And you all put masks up front here on the people's house?
He's upset, rightfully so.
With freedom comes responsibility. Your decision to be unvaccinated impacts someone else.
Oh, pound sand, man. Thanks to Agent Squires, God willing. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. John Girardi, he's coming up next. Enjoy your evening.